In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today is the seventh Sunday after the Pascha, and we are celebrating today the Council, Ecumenical Council, as Holy Fathers that were called by Saint Equal to the Apostle Emperor Constantine, because there was much unrest going on in the church. There was heresy sprang up, Arian, Nestorians, and all kinds of other heresies, and was tearing up the robe of the Lord, or the church of the Lord. And so Saint Constantine had called for all the bishops to get together from all over the world, and there were 318 bishops, and so many saints there were, and we are celebrating the Holy Fathers, God-bearing fathers of the First Ecumenical Council, which was done in Nicaea. One of the biggest sorrows that Emperor Constantine, equal to the Apostle Saint, had felt was that he saw the unrest between the people of the church. Reminds me of what is happening today. How many churches are calling themselves Orthodox Christians, and yet they have no union between each other. They're calling themselves Orthodox Christians, and yet they have fallen into different kind of heresies. And one of the biggest heresy now is, of course, which unites all the heresies, is the ecumenical movement. And there's an organization called the World Council of Churches, which had been initially called by the, or organized by the Protestants to unite everybody that believes in Christ. But now there's even pagans and all kinds of other so-called religions involved in it, including, to my great regret, several of the Orthodox churches have also joined it. And my beloved, if you're one of those that you know that you're the heads of your church may have joined that organization, beg them on your knees and pray that they would get out from that terrible organization. That organization is preparation for the overtake of the Antichrist, because they want to make one religion as one government in the world, so that one leader can take over the whole world, and this is the Antichrist. My beloved, we as Orthodox Christians should remember that we have to stand for the truth, and the truth is Christ himself. And there is no way to go to the Father except through Christ. This is what he said. Christ, the Son of God, has opened up a way to the Lord, to God and the Father, and there's no other way to get there. So people are fooling themselves when they say they don't have to recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and they can cherish, or they could worship God the Father without accepting Jesus Christ. Well, this is a fallacy. It exactly goes against what the Lord himself had said. My beloved, we have to realize that the way to the Father is through Jesus Christ, and then all those who do not accept that, they're not going to be able to be coming into union with the heavenly dwellers. My beloved, this is a great tragedy. We see another situation, that even those who believe the same way as the Orthodox Christians should believe, they believe that Christ is the truth and his preaching is the truth, and they accept the meaning, the canonical laws that the apostles had written down as a rules that we should obey to keep the oneness of mind, oneness of heart in the church. And then the Ecumenical Council of today, that we had remembering the First Ecumenical Council, which half of the creed was formulated, and where even Saint Nicholas was there, as you know, and did something that some people had judged them for, but that's another story. But the point is that, my beloved, there was truly the Holy Fathers had stood for the truth, and they have cast out all those people who did not believe the same way they did, and threw them out from the union, from the church, and then the church has become united again. And this is what we are doing. What should we be doing? We should also try to get together all those who believe the same way, who believe in the councils and the rules of the councils. Of course, the first apostolic councils and rules, and not only believe in it, but trying to live according to them. That's the most important thing, that we are to live according to the canonical rules, because that unites us, makes us all one in mind and one in heart. And you know, you've read the epistle today and heard the gospel and an epistle. The apostle is telling us a warning that there will be coming false teachers, that false teachers which are going to teach you something different. They're going to devour some of the people, want to take them away from the truth. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to anybody that tries to tell you something which goes contrary to the teachings of the holy apostles and the seven ecumenical councils. My beloved, if that happens, then either you pray your heart out and you beg those leaders who are involved in it to get out of that terrible mistake and bring repentance and come back to the truth. For it is a great sorrow, as it was for Emperor Constantine, the saint equal to the apostles, and as it is, of course, a great sorrow for the Lord himself and the heavenly dwellers to see what is happening, that not only the church, even though they call themselves Orthodox Christians, have left the teachings of the canonical councils, of the seven councils and the apostles, and change things and continue to change things. But even those who believe the same way, they have separated into different groups without having any union between each other. And of course, this is a great, great sorrow. We believe the same way. If we believe that Jesus Christ is the truth and the gospel is the truth and the teachings of the apostles and the seven ecumenical councils, we should not be separating ourselves. You know why? Where it comes from the devil. The devil wants everybody to be separated, because the devil hates the unions, because union is done with love. It's breaking up families, getting the wife and going away from husband, or husband away from the wife, and breaking up the families and children leaving the parents unlawfully, not to get married and make it their own family, but just because they can't stand living with their parents anymore. All those things is instigated by the devil, and the devil is trying to do the same thing, but using any kind of excuses of not to allow people to be all under one church administration, under the one, even though they believe the same way. And the devil makes all that because the lack of love, as the Lord says, he will have to shorten the time of this earth, because he says, he will come, is he going to find any more true faith and true love? It's because the love has laxed, because the love is no longer here as it should be, and self-love takes over, and pride is taken over, and that's why we are being broken up by the enemy. But it can be changing. It can be changing. We can all be united with those who believe the same way. But it will take love. It will take love on everyone's side to get together, to talk about it, and to see if they have any reasons not to be together and not to unite. Because the enemy is always trying to do that. And again, the main ingredients which we're lacking is the love. If we had the love for the Lord, then we would remember what he had prayed. In today's gospel, we heard that he said, let them be one as me and you are one together. The oneness between Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit of the Holy Trinity. That's how the church should be. It should be one, not divided into many, many sections, even though they all call themselves Orthodox Christians. My beloved, we have to pray harder. We have to pray hard, and of course we have to start working on ourselves first. We have to make sure that the enemy doesn't put in any division between us, if we are a family, and if we have loved ones, and make sure that the brothers love their brothers, and brothers love their sisters, and sisters their brothers, and their parents, and so on. And if there is no love between human beings, it means they have not known God, that they don't know God, because our God is God of love, and he wants all of us to be able to have that wonderful ingredient, which is love. Not selfishness, not self-love, but the true sacrificial love through which we would be even willing to give our life for our loved ones to help them. Let's intensify our prayers, and let's beg our Lord to give us the wisdom to be able to truly to love him as he loved us, or at least to one little degree, because he gave his life for us, and so that we should be learning to at least give some the time, our time to our brothers and sisters, and whatever we may have, and if need to be, even to give our life. And this is a real love, this Christian love. Let's beg the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council that they would intensify their prayers and bring the wisdom to our church leaders, so that they would be coming to not only acknowledging of the truth, but that they will find the love enough that they would want to bring all those who believe the same way unto the one organization of one church, which will be in union with the heavenly dwellers. Amen.